This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Geopolitics, trade, and weather are all making an impact on the grain markets in recent weeks, and that trend looks to continue as the calendar turns to May. We will hear more from commodity broker Greg McBride of Allendale next.
This is Officer Jones calling for backup.
10-4, location?
Kraber, back 40. Looks like we've got Palmer amaranth, kochia, some common water hemp.
Resistant weeds. Copy that. You'll need a good tank mix partner. I'm sending Tough 5EC.
Come out with your hands up!
Guys, we're surrounded.
Crack down on repeat offenders. Add Tough 5EC to your post-emergence tank mix. Learn more at toughonweeds.com. Always read and follow label directions. Tough is a registered trademark of Belgium Crop Protection.
Commodity broker Greg McBride of Allendale says that the upcoming meeting between President Trump and Xi Jinping, the president of China, will be closely watched.
Now we're kind of talking more about the potential for what's going to come out of this meeting with China when President Trump goes over there on the 15th and 16th. That'll be after the next USDA report, which is next Tuesday.
Weather is also a major factor in the marketplace, with dryness in the wheat-growing regions of the U.S. offering support to wheat prices in recent weeks. However, McBride says that rain in the forecast could change the outlook for the wheat markets.
Maybe a little pressure coming into the grain side of the ags here, with wheat leading the way down a little bit here this morning, down about 7 cents in the KC contract. Chicago following down about 3 cents. They've added some rains to the forecast for the plains. That's going to be a big deal, because that is an area that, as they're finishing up their dormancy and everything's come out of dormancy, they need those rains to finish out that crop.
He adds that while the Trump visit to China will likely focus on the Iran war, geopolitics, and ag trade, one ag commodity could be sidelined at the discussion.
The big thing that we're hearing is, yes, we know that soybeans are a big topic of conversation, but I don't think that's where they're going to go with this meeting. Obviously, a lot of what they're going to talk about is going to revolve around the Iran war, especially if the Strait of Hormuz is still closed or partially closed when he goes over to Beijing. But what we've heard recently is that China is actually talking about additional ag purchases that are non-soybean related, whether that is corn, sorghum, pork.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.